Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on backing up virtual machines. I'm Anthony Adsed, Bureau Chief of Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Roy Ousley, Senior Research Analyst with the Butler Group. Roy will answer three questions in this podcast. The first question is, why is backing up a virtual server environment different to backing up in a physical environment?
When you back up in a virtual server environment, it is significantly different from the physical environment that you were used to. Primarily because in the physical environment, what you found was that you had very underutilized servers. Typically these were operating at 10 to 15% maximum, which meant there was a large amount of time available for you to back them up and to actually perform the backup in a fairly comfortable and fairly easily schedulable way. In the virtual environment, however, this utilization rate has increased to about 70 or 80%, and as a result, what you find is you have got significantly less time to back up any data that you've got on these systems. Another issue that you've got to consider when backing up in a virtual server environment is that this reduced time window that you've now got may force you to look at different ways of doing the backup. Now this can mean looking at the new technologies like snapshotting or looking at continuous data protection. Both of these are very useful and sensible options, but one thing that they require is new techniques, new technology. If you just look at it from the pure point of view of, well, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to use exactly what I've got approach, then you may actually need to increase the number of tape decks that you're running. Because if you try and run with two tape decks that served you well in the past, you may not be able to rotate those tape decks on the servers in sufficient time in the new world. One of the big challenges that you'll face if you choose the new options approach to backing up is, well, what is the impact of this on any licensing that I've got? And can I back up what I want to back up and run with it live, or do I have to consider the backup as purely a copy? Now, when you look at normal backup procedures, you normally back up and can recover the file. But if you're using a new technique such as snapshots, can you recover at file level? And if you can you restore at file level while that virtual machine is still running? Or do you need to take the virtual machine offline to do the restore? Because if you're running virtualization, live migration, the ability to run a live machine between different physical servers, may be something that your users have got used to.
The second question is, what issues arise when backing up virtual machines compared to physical servers?
Some of the biggest issues that arise in backing up virtual machines relate to CPU bottlenecks and I/O bottlenecks. Now, if you look at doing your normal backup across, say, a 1 gigabit network, and you assume that doing that means that you get about 85% of your current performance, which may seem significant, but when you compare it to SATA Disk 1 technology that could get 150 megabits per second through, you aren't exactly looking at something that's very fast. So your I/O bottleneck is something that definitely needs to be considered. That could come down to a simple matter of fact of, is the network big enough to cope with this? Or it could be, is the disk technology caching big enough? Which brings us on to a second issue. And the second issue is that in the virtual environment, most virtual environments rely on network attached storage or storage area networks, which isn't a major problem, except if you're used to working with direct attached storage, then the one thing that you'll find is that the cost of these network attached storage devices is significantly greater. And therefore, if you're planning your backup, you may want to plan your backup strategies in virtual worlds based on a tiered approach, because the disk is more expensive. And therefore, you might need to say tier 1 is disk and tier 2 is tape, or Tier 2 is CD, and Tier 3 is tape. But again, this goes to the point of changing how you do your backups, which must be thought through in advance. Building on this difference approach, so whether you're doing disk to disk or disk to disk to tape, D2D or D2D2T, then there isn't any real clear advice that people can give you. Why? Because most of this is all related down to quite simply organizational choice. There's no one size that fits all. And if you're using storage virtualization as well, which most people who do server virtualization find very useful, then making sure that your backup strategy fits with your storage virtualization solution is another major impact. And that brings us back to the I/O bottlenecks and how you can ensure that your LUNs are shared correctly and your backups can be done in a meaningful and sensible approach.
The third question is, what can users do to make backing up virtual machines easier?
Well, the first thing is to look at capacity planning and understanding where the CPU is being used, what's causing the spikes, and then mapping out if those spikes are caused by scheduled backup jobs running, plan them to be run more optimally. Placing the virtual machines, so the virtual machines, if you're using a technology like live migration, are on the relevant server that needs to be backed up. So again, it's coming back to knowing where your virtual machine is, what your backup strategy is, and what capacity and throughput in terms of CPU and I/O that you've currently got. It all requires planning, and planning tools such as Seabrook and PlateSpin are identical and ideal tools for doing this sort of work. Whether this next option is actually going to make life easier or not depends on your point of view. Because the one thing that virtual environments provide is more options and opportunities in terms of data protection and continuous data availability. But what this means from the IT perspective is it almost certainly means more complex and more complicated approaches to how this information is maintained, delivered, and restored. So from the IT perspective, making it easier is probably the wrong term. It will make the business easier to operate and function and live with any outages so they're not losing data. Whereas for you in IT, it's probably going to mean it's more complex and difficult, but ultimately the business users are going to be much happier with the service that they're getting. Butler Group's advice in this area is quite simple. If you want to make the backups easier, then you need to consider backups as an integral part of any server virtualization project. You need to plan the architecture for implementing backups. You need to understand what sort of backups and what sort of recovery your users want. And don't get carried away with all the wonderful things that can happen in terms of continuous data protection and disaster recovery that are sold as add-on values to any virtualization project. Yes, they are great. Yes, they may be business beneficial, but don't run before you can walk, as the old adage goes. Because in this environment, if you try and do too much, you're highly likely to fall flat on your face, because there is lots of little gotchas in backup and recovery when it comes to virtualization.